Okay, Rashi in Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Aleph says Yoshev v'yoshev Pesach Oil kechoma yom. Rashi says Yoshev because Bikesh Lamed, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says you should sit. And Yatas Simon Banecha, that the Dayanim will be sitting and I will be standing. Right? And the question is that why Avraham Avinu by the sitting by the oil waiting for the guests to come? That's a siman lebanecha. That's why he should be sitting because the dayanim will be sitting. What does din have to do with the chesed of Avraham Avinu that one should be a siman to the other? The Rambam in Hilchos Ovel in Perek Yud Aleph writes the following. Okay. That's כל הדבורים שאתה רואה את זה שיעשו אתכם, אותם לך, אחרים, עשה אותם אתה להכיחה בתורה במצווס. So says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah as מדבריהם, but even though there's מדבריהם, they are בכלל, says the Rambam, הרי אתם בכלל, ואהבת לרעך כמוך. So asks the Miglas Esther, so the mitzvah doesn't make sense. Why is it מדבריהם? If he says, if he's nichol be'avta l'racha kamoicha, why is a mitzvah says mitivreim? So the Maritzchius says, the Maritzchius in the Maimer Divrei Nevi'im and the Emek Shaila, they say the following. They say that what it means to say, what the Rambam, what the idea is, whenever there is a mitzvah which is general midoraisa, and there are specifics, the specifics are the Rabbanon. That's what they say is a klal. So that's what the Rambam says. The general mitzvah is ve'avta l'racha kamoicha. When you go into specificity, it's only the Rabbanan. First of all, it's loshen shvir because it says masha is a mitzvah says it be divreihem. If they are qualifying and specifying mitzvah in the Torah, it's not that. And like Rabbi Bechafer asks the Rambam shita, tefila beis tzora tefila. There's no zman. It's be deraisa. Chazal or mesakim be the Rabbanan zman yatfila. But it's not a mitzvah says it be divreihem. Chazal or mesakim zmanim. So why here is a mitzvah sesem b'divreim? Is mashal a mitzvah sesem b'divreim? And if it's a mitzvah sesem b'divreim, it's not nichol on the side mitzvah. We know there are only seven mitzvahs that are bonon. That's not nichol. So why is this? If there is a cloud that's oraisa, why should be this? Why should be this what you call the rabbanon? And the Ram Sefer Mitzvahs in Klal Beis says this idea. Says the Rambam here. He goes and he argues with the Bahag. And he says, as a derek milus chasodim, v'choshu shekol piula u'piula ben piula sa'ilu, v'domim nichlolus batoira, v'lo yodu shekol ha'piula sa'lalu. With the Bahag, they count each one separate mitzvah. So they didn't realize that all of them is nichlolus b'chlal mitzvah achas, b'chlal ha'mitzvah z'mur batoira b'fir, z'yom risale v'avta l'racha kamoicha. You see, z'avta l'racha kamoicha. So the Rambam says it's nichlal. If it's nichlal, why is the mitzvah says to be divreim? That's the question number one. Question number two, they are counted as separate mitzvahs. The Bahag counts. That's how the Rambam understood. Nichum aveilim, bikur choilim, v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. And that is the Rambam in the Ikar Hasheni, that the Rambam says that each one is a separate mitzvah. In Klal Aleph, page Yud Aleph, he says the following. Viziran, okay. He quotes the Shita Zabahag, and the Shita Zabahag is that all of those are Nichlal, Bikur Choylim, Lenachem Aveilim, Vechule, Vechule. And he argues with this. And like to say here, לפי חכמון על בוש הסרומים, לפי בשמוצה, הנה נציבוי. And that's what he says. It's not. They are not separate mitzvahs. And if they're anything, they are nichlal ve'avta l'racha kamoicha. So the Ramban inside the Asoga says, one second, the Bahag is not saying that they're separate mitzvahs. The Ramban is quoting the Morin Soita, and the Morin Soita, the Fidalit goes, and the Morin Soita says, the following morning, so it says on the pasuk Achrei Hashem Lokeicha Belecho, how can you go after a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So he says, Mahu Malbisharumi, Mafate Malbisharumi, Mafat Matahu Mevaker Choil, Matat Tevaker Choilim. It's a mitzvah to emulate. So the Ramban, what the Bahag does, is not counting Bikur Choilim and Laboshas Rumim as a separate mitzvah. They're just specifying the mitzvah of Elach Tabidrocha, which is learned from Achreshim Televicho. Zokti says the Ramban and the Rambam himself in the Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Ches, counts the Mitzvah of Achrei Shem Lokeicha Telecho as a Mitzvah. But he goes and he uses the Sifrei. The Sifrei says, V'alach t'bidrochav, mahu rachum, af mahu nikra rachum, avata hei rachum, mahu chanun. So what's the difference? One used the Bavli, and one used the Sifrei. But they know that's a Mitzvah. So what's the Kasha? The Kasha is, if he uses Achrei Shem Telecho, he should count each one as a Mitzvah. No. He does himself the same thing, and he doesn't count as a mitzvah. So what's the kasha of the Rambam? That's what the Ramban's kasha. Okay? Now, if you pay attention very carefully, you realize that all these two kashas, why we have to lach kamoicha d'rabbanan, and not with the kasha of the Bahag, is because you could ask the following shaila. When you go ahead, the Ramban says that the Sifrei, which learns of the post of Alach Tabidrochav, or the Bavli, which has Achrei Hashem Lokeicha Telecho, is the same thing. One is the Bavli, one is the Sifrei, they're saying the same thing. But if you pay attention clearly, they're saying something totally different. Because the question is, how do you emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do we emulate by what he does, or by what he is? So the Bavli says, you emulate Achrei Hashem Lokeicha Telecho, which is walking, right? So Telecho, the tzivui is, so Achrei Hashem Lokeichem, Hashem is there, and you follow his footsteps. The pshat is that the Alicha is following his footsteps, which means Ma'atu Mal Bisharumi, Ma'fati Mal Bisharumi, Ma'fu Mechai Meisim, v'chole v'chole. So in other words, you follow his Meisim. The Shita Saramba means if there is a mindset that's Mechuyav, it should be counted each Meis as a mitzvah. The Rambam parskens like the Sifrei, which is very different. If you look at the Rambam, Milcho is Deus. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos says the following. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. And that's on Perek Aleph Aloch Avov. Kach lomdu mitzvah zu mahu nikra chanun afata hei chanun. It's not that you emulate HaKadosh Baruch by what he does. You emulate HaKadosh Baruch by what he is. Mahu nikra rachum afata hei rachum. And that's why the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Deos. So therefore, the mindset, and the Rambam says like this, Keitzad yargil atzmoi b'deyo iselu. So the mitzvah is ilcho is deyo is. It's not to do, is to be. So the Rambam asks, how do you get to be that? Yargil atzmoi, keitzad yargil atzmoi, yase vishane b'mindset. So you should do mindset to get that. So the mindset are echitimtza to acquire the midah. That's why the Rambam holds that there's a very big difference between the Rambam and the Bahag. What the Bahag is saying is, you emulate HaKadosh Baruch by what he does. If you emulate him by what he does, so Mimela, you have to emulate by what he does. Each mind is counted as a mitzvah. And that's why he asks Akasha that each one should be a mitzvah. Mash'enken the Shitas Rambam, Mash'enken the Shitas HaRambam, the mitzvah is to be something. The mindset is only to be able to be. So the mindset is not a chelik mitzvah. That's why he argues with the Bahag. If you look at the after racha kamoicha, it's the same thing. The after racha kamoicha is not that you should do mindset, but you should love your friend like yourself. It's a mitzvah to care for him. That's why the Rambam calls the after racha kamoicha also in Hilchos Deos. Shita saram mitzvah al kol odom lehov es kol echad ve'echad mitzrol ki gufoi shenemar ve'hafta l'reacha kamoicha. The mitzvah is lehov. It's a mitzvah, which is, that's why in Hilchos Deos. Mimila, the mitzvah sesim in Atoira is a state of being. To actually do something, that's a tekona d'rabonon. That's why it's not doim ederma, it's saying that when there's a klal in prat, because it's not true. The Rambam, if it would have been a prat mit derabonon, it would be a specificity, but that's not a mitzvah sesim divreim. The reason is a mitzvah sesim divreim because the mitzvah v'alta l'arach kamoich hazilcho is deyo, is according to the Rambam. It's not to do something, but to be. Lehov es kol echad kegufoi. It's to love each and every person. And therefore, state in Rambam, afterwards you go ahead and you do, that the specificity is only the derabonon. So it makes a lot of sense. So Shita Sarambam different than the Bahag. The Bahag is focusing on the Maisim, and therefore the Shita Sakashas of the Rambam is focusing in the state of being. לאהוב את כל אחד בגופי, ואהבת לרעך כמוך, והלכת בדרכיו, אז או אין הלכות דיוס, not אין הלכות מעשים. That's it, that's the Rambam, and that answers very well. Now, what's the mafkimina lemaise? If you pass like the Bahag, which the emulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the maise, or the state of being. What's nafkimina between them? The nafkimina is the Gemara of Tezaimut Beis in Baba Kama. The Gemara of Tezaimut Beis in Baba Basra, the Tezaimut Beis, goes into the family. The Anshe Anosos are the people who are making tzores for what you call it. They were making tzores to Yirmiyahu Hanavi. The Pasuk says that they put a michshol into him. And the machloik is the Gemara of Baba Kama. What exactly they did? Shechashdu meshesish, or shechashdu bishazoina. Machloik is in the Gemara, right? But because of that, he gave them a klola. Achshilim lefona vafilu bitzdoka shoisim tzdoka lefonecho achshilim bivni odom shina mehuganim. They should go ahead kidi shilo yikablu olim zchar. That you should be machshil bivni odom shina mehuganim, that you should not get zchar. If you give tzdoka for somebody who's not deserving, you don't get a zchar. Now, what does it mean you don't get a zchar? So then Muki Yosef calls a Yad Rama that says that the only time you don't get a schar is if you know that the guy is a fake and you give him money, so that you're not Yoitzah. But if you don't know, you're Yoitzah. But the Yad Rama in Bobasa says Befirush not like that. Like the Porsche shot in the Gemara, and that's another the Behuda also, that if you give tzedakah shibni odom sheina mehugon miyan Yoitzah the mitzvah. And there's a klichem, the klichem that's in Pasha Skiteitzah, he says because by mitzvah bein odom lachaveroi, what's important is the result. If you didn't do the result, it's not after the racha kamoicha, so not yoitze. You didn't do anything. Now, Rabbi Chonon asks in Kovetz Horus, and he says, one second, you're right that you don't get the result, but why should be any worse than nenas lasos mitzvah v'lo yasa mitzvah? So the kavona, the intention, like you didn't do a mitzvah, nenas chishav lasos mitzvah v'lo yasa mitzvah, v'en nenas, the Gemara says, is keilu yasa mitzvah. So why is such a thing? So Rabbi Chonon says, because every mitzvah there is a schar that you get for the result that you achieve. Your result that you achieve, you get a schar. Or for the intention of following Rotzen Aboira. So Anshi Anosus, the Dur Rishoyim, says the Rabbi Chonon, since the Dur Rishoyim, zicher they're not mekayim Rotzen Hashem. But Forzach, when they do tzedakah, they do something good because they're helping somebody. On that, Yirmiyahu asked that b'shach shoyitzim lefanech achshilim bivni odom shena mehugonim. You should machshilim bivni odom shena mehugonim, because if you give them when shogonim, they don't have anything. They don't have the result of the mitzvah and the kavonas mitzvah. That's why it's not like nenas lasos mitzvah, because not nenas lasos mitzvah, you need at least to have the kavona. But the question is to following. If that's the case, why is Mida Keneged Mida to what Anshe Anosos did to him? What Anshe Anosos did to him was a chashdu beshes ish or chashdu beish azoina. They're choshedim. So what is the Mida Keneged Mida? You give them a thing that if they do tzedakah, since they don't have kavona, they shouldn't have a mindset they should give to the wrong people. What does it have to do with it? But not only that, according to the Rambam, every time you give tzedakah, you become two mitzvahs. You become mitzvah ve'avta l'racha kamoicha, but you become v'chriya shom nukichem teleichu. So Bishma Vafter Racha Kamoicha, the reason, because they don't need it. So you're just wasting your money. They are Bneodam Shebehugonim. But Mitzad, the acquire of the mitzvahs, you're emulating a Kudush Bohu. Hurachum atarachum. So why? So in other words, by having Bishma quote Bruchon says like this. If you give Bneodam Shebehugonim, the result of the mitzvah you don't have, because Vafter Racha Kamoicha you don't have, because they are Bneodam Shebehugonim, and the Kavona you don't have. But on every mitzvah, you have the mitzvah of Alachta Bidrochav, according to the Rambam, right? Which is Maudik Rachum. So if you give out of pity, you are called Rachum. So Anshe Anosos still have an idea because they're Nikar Rachum. So how you resolve the issue? So the question is twofold. Number one, what Mida Keneged Mida? And Lechoira, by giving Babniod of Shenem Mehugonim, you still did not resolve the issue because you still have the Mida of Rachmonus, and that is the mitzvah, so you have some schar. So how, what is Yirmiyahu accomplishing? And the number three is there is one halacha. The Rambam says in Nichos Megillah, Perek Beis Halacha Yitzayin, that you need gift stock by Purim is Ein Boitki B'Moes Purim. And of course, the Yerushalmi, Ela Kol HaPoishet Yad Noisim. The Yerushalmi says Ein Boitki B'Moes Purim is that in Moes Purim, every time there is a bedika, you have to know who you're giving stock to. On Purim, you give to anybody. Kol HaPoishet Yad Noisim. And the question is why? Why? Is there is aloha always that you're always afraid of giving to Bnei Adam Sheinam Mehugonim, except on Purim, because on Purim people make Poishe Adosimu that everybody is Poishe Tia, there's a Chumar, you have to give him Tzoka, you can't say no. But the Chidush and the Rambam is different, it's Ein Boitkibo was Purim. Mois Purim does not have Chana. You give to anybody. Shteit Neramah that you could give even to a Goy. Mishabur says you shouldn't give, but Mekoy Meshenogu to give to a Goy, you're allowed to give Shlach Monas to a Goy. Why would it be sunken? Why there's no chshash of the other shem God in Mois Purim? To answer all of this, we have to go into state, into the Groh says in Sefer Yetzirah. Says the Groh in Sefer Yetzirah that always when a person with the emulation to Kodesh Bochu, there is something called the maskala. And what is the idea of the maskala? The maskala is that when you give, when you give, there always has to be a chibur between the zocher and the keva. Even the midas hayesoid, that you are mashpia, which is the zocher, there is the ateres hayesoid, which is the mekabel. That's what we spoke last week. That before the orla is the idea that you're mekabel to yourself, that the act of giving is the act of taking pleasure. So you're not giving, you're receiving pleasure. You have to take that away and be megale da Torah, and da Torah is a crown to realize that you are not doing it because it's yours, you're doing it because you have nothing, it doesn't belong to you. The reason you're mashpia is because you're a vessel, because it doesn't belong to you. It comes from a crown, comes from above you. The idea is that the, always when there is a mashpia, there's a mekabel. Every chesed needs midas adin to balance it out. That's why by Bris Mila, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, Ani kil shaka yisalech lefona v'yetomi v'idi brisi b'ini uv'necha. Why does he have to give a hakdoma, Ani kil shaka? But kil is midas hachesed, chesed kil kol ayom, shaka is midas adin that limits, contrasts, she'oma lo ilomu idai. Whatever you give, you have to balance with midas adin. Kodesh Baruch Hu never, hishpat ali nurov toiva enan yuchim lamuit. Midas hachesed, without the taming of midas adin, is not the Midah HaElyona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chesed in a way which is measured and balanced with Midas Adin. So the Groh, that's the, something called the Maskala. That's why, by the way, Tfilas Adila, when Tfilas Adila, which is Chasodim Murim, we say there are five Gvurus Mimutokis. Because you always need to channel, to limit, because the power of Chesed is so great that unless you limit your channel, is useless. When we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you give chesed, it has to be the kelim of midas adin. That's why the ultimate chesed is what's the chesed that you give somebody a job. Because the chesed comes through midas adin, which is yesoid that comes through ateras yesoid. So if you give chesed to somebody and you don't check who he is, you just give because it's altruistically. That's a chesed which violates the tzura ha'elyoina. Because the Tzura HaElyoina, you are giving between Kelim of Midas Adin. Now we say that when you give, for a Goy to give, the ultimate form of giving is altruistically. He's giving for the giving. We don't give because you're altruistically. We give because you're on the mission. You have the same way a fiduciary responsibility when you're taking care of somebody else's money. Tzedakah requires fiduciary responsibility, which is Midas Adin, because it's not yours. It's like the Levona. The Soida Levona is that she's Mashpia the Ora Shemes because she less La Bigar Maklum. The goyim, are called goyim areilim, that their mekabel is that they have the orla, which means that when they give, their kabbalah is because they are the giving as a way to receiving. Chesed, lum, and chata, so the Balatani brings the beginning, kol chesed, avde, gevde, giluim, legarmayu, avde. Our avoida is that we give, not, midas adin, is not that we give in order to receive, we give because we are receivers, because it's not ours, because we're in the mission. Mimele, if you give to bnei odom, sheina mehugonim, the word is by Anshe Anosis. By Anshe Anosis, the idea was, what's Chashdu B'Sherishis? They didn't Moitzi Shemra. They saw that he was good, so they judged. They didn't care. They didn't do any due diligence to see who Yirmiyahu was. So they didn't do any. So they thought that he looks like he has an Eshesish. Chashdu B'Sherishis. They never checked into it. Mida Keneged Mida, and they gave Tzedakah. They also didn't check. A guy came, they liked the guy, and they gave him. If you just give without checking, you just give because altruistically, you just give, it's not your money, so you're giving anyway. You don't feel that you're a mission, you give because you want to give. You are not yoitzei de tzura ha'elyoina either. So it's mamish mida keneged mida. Because they didn't do the due diligence to check who Yirmiyahu was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say they won't do due diligence when they give tzedakah. If you don't do diligence on tzedakah, you end up giving shebedol Hashem Eugonim, you're not yoitze v'after nachamoicha, and you're not yoitze even v'olachta bidrochav. Because you can't emulate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, because his rachum v'chanun is always chesed, which comes memuzak b'mida sadin. And therefore it's mida keneged mida, and therefore Shita Rama, you're not yoitze anything. Kavona you don't have, emulation you don't have because you don't do avchona, and you're not here, it's because you give it to the wrong people. In Mila, there's a big difference between the Rambam and the what you call it, the Bahag. The Bahag holds the emulation is you give, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. So if you give, you gave, and you're Yoitze. The guy is naked, you dress him. But according to the Rambam, is a state of being. A state of being is the chesed has to come bekeli v'midas adin. So if you do without avchona, you're not a emulation of the Midah Helioina. There's only one exception for it. It's Purim. Because Purim, there is Ad de lo Yoda. The same way there is Ad de lo Yoda in Shtiyah, there is Ad de lo Yoda mitzvah tzedakah also. That you're not mafchin. Ein boitkim was Purim. Because it's keneged lo sidlove, keneged mocher. That's why it's called Or Chodesh, the Ma'al and the Akdoma. It's keneged Or Chodesh, keneged lo sidlove. In lo sidlove will be no avchona. You're going to give a Kodesh Bochum because Midas heim kolim. Midas Adin is Nigmar. That's the day that Midas Adin in the end, Mizgale, that's also Midas Achesed. What the Maral always says, that what is the idea? The idea is that Loidach Mimenu Nidach. That we will see that there is a kesher that in some way everybody will be Zoicha. Because Losid Lovi, Midas Adin will not exclude anybody. Since the chesed of Purim is keneged that chesed of Losid Lovoi, which is the chesed lemala midas, that's why there's no avchona. So the only chesed that comes through outside of Midas Adin is dafka by Purim. That's why Maus Purim, you're not mafchin bein echad l'sheni. Mimela, that's givadik in the beginning. Why does a dayan have to remember Avraham Avinu when he does it? Because even when applied Midas Adin, has always to have chesed alone. There's no din alone and there's no chesed alone. Zohar and Nekeva always together. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, an yoyshe vehemoyndim. By here, the dayanim will remember the Avraham Avinu's chesed. To be applying Midas Adin, you have to remember that you come from Avraham Avinu, which is Midas HaChesed. And that's why the remez is atem yoishim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimed. There is always a balance. One is sitting, one is standing. And that balance is what life is all about, which is Chazal call it the Soda Maskala. The Soda Maskala is that scale, that always the two plates, and they keep themselves in balance. Midas HaChesed, Midas Adin, Zohar and Nekeva, and always the Noisen has to realize that he's a Mekabel, which Midas HaChesed comes from Midas Adin, which is the concept of fiduciary duty that only not applicable in the Moispurim.